And I am so grateful. I am so grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to get this opportunity to share with you in this particular way, to play with you guys and all of you guys here. Thank you so much. And I don't know, I was going to say, are we having fun yet, Kristen? Yeah, because we're both new. I mean, we're really both brand spanking new, and I just want to say thank you for welcoming us into this community that we're giving our heart and soul to being a presence, to getting in step with everybody and everything. And we realize that we're coming upon a holiday season together. And we were both a little nervous, you know. We're like, gosh, we're new here, aren't we? And we're coming upon, you know, the heels of such a beautiful community that has flourished all of these years. So I'm grateful to be here. And are you having fun yet, is the question. Yes. Are you having fun yet? Yeah. Because if it isn't fun, it's probably not really worth our time or our energy, because our Creator created us to be happy. To be happy. And most of us believe that I'll be grateful when certain things are contingent for our happiness. And what we're going to talk about today is how we are the creators of our experience, and that our gratitude actually magnetizes to us, is causative. It causes our happiness and our joy. It shifts our perspective. It is a simple, easy tool to utilize now, and especially now, depending on where we're at in our lives. And so we've been having this conversation, if you will, about the idea that we're the wise gardeners of our lives. And a couple weeks ago, we entered into the garden, and we entered into that garden alone in order to join in heart and mind with the Creator, with the source of our being, that I call God, that I know to be love. And so in that garden, we began to invite the divine desire of spirit to descend into our awareness, and that it is this desire of the heart which is the harbinger of God, of spirit, whispering in our ear and tugging at our heart, informing us that that which is the heart's desire, God's desire for us, is inherently already given. It's already done in the mind of God, and that the desire, that seed desire for whatever it may be, for love, for happiness, for joy, for peace, all of those desires are already given. And if there's something to be grateful for, it's that, isn't it? It's like, I'm so grateful that there is a universe for good and that it is already given, but for having fallen asleep and imagined something else. And so we sit in our garden and we gaze out. I get to gaze out at you and at this experience, in this moment, in this particular garden. And we each individually go into the garden, into the landscape of our lives, with this idea that we're the creator of our experience. And so we get to choose what we plant, what we cultivate, what we water, what grows in the garden. And that we also get this idea of cultivating and weeding out the things that we do not wish. We talked about, how do we do that? We stop paying attention to it. We thank it. We say, oh, beautiful weed, oh mine. Like, you've been a teacher for me. You've been a great and grand and glorious teacher. I've got the lesson. Time to move on. So I'm just going to let you, you know, go back into the soil and be requalified. I'm going to take the minerals of the gifts that I've learned from it, and I'm going to focus my attention on that which I want to cultivate and grow. And as I was contemplating the idea of gratitude and the context of being the wise gardener of our experience, I imagined that, as with so many things that come through and that are in spiritual teaching, it's all the voice for God. And so this concept of a wise gardener comes from the mind of God. And I imagine God as the wise gardener. And as the wise gardener had a divine idea held in mind called the Christ. And it is each one of us. We are a seed in that divine garden, the glorious garden of God, each and every one of us. And I imagine, as I contemplated gratitude, that the source of all that is looks out on the garden that is us and gives thanks for each one of us. And as the source, as creator, as father, mother, wants nothing more than our happiness. Like, it's okay for us to be happy, joyous, free. And in so doing, we honor our creator. Get that? Do we get that? Like, how important that is, that we are here to be that and to fulfill the desire of creation to create like unto the creator. And so we create in our lives in the very same way. But I imagine God, source, love, looking out at each and every one of us and saying, behold the good, the holy, the beautiful. Behold, say this to the self. Take a breath here. Place the hand before the heart. I am the good. I am the holy. I am the beautiful. I am as God created me. Take a breath here. I invite you to shift in the seat ever so imperceptibly, but to the self, it signals, I get it, I got it. And then open the body eyes and look at a neighbor. Pick someone next to you or afar. I got you. Behold. Say, behold to your neighbor. I see the good. I see the holy. I see the beautiful in you. God's work is good. God's work is good. I am grateful for you. I am grateful for you. So, gratitude in the garden is like your fertilizer. It makes the garden grow. How does your garden grow? It grows with the gratitude that you place your attention, your focus, your light, your love, the watering of it with the gratitude of that which will pour forth, sprout, take root, blossom in your garden. So gratitude is what allows the garden to grow. And if each of us in our individual garden is as God created, and God showers its gratitude upon all of us, seeing us as good, as holy, and beautiful, and then we extend that and see our brothers and sisters as good, as holy, and beautiful, and then we pause. What is it that I desire to plant within my garden? The seeds of the divine. And as I accept and receive those ideas, divine ideas, that love points the way. What would I love? What would I love? And those become the focus of my attention. And I give thanks in advance that it is already given. I give thanks in advance that as I focus and water it with my gratitude, that it is already so, it becomes so. So we don't believe it when we see it, we believe it so that we see it. Did I say that right? Yeah? Okay. Okay, so that's what we're doing. We're planting those seeds. And then we, as the wise gardeners, become the voice for God. We become the demonstration of, hey, brothers and sisters, this is the way it works. This is the way it works. And we then become the voice for God, and our garden becomes the messenger. Do you see how our creative energy then becomes the calling card for love? So we talked about this idea. So how does the garden grow? It grows through our gratitude. And we had this conversation in the context of our culture and in the context of an election that occurred, in a context of what's going on in the world, because we're practical Christianity. We're not going to bypass what our feelings are. We're going to embrace everything and bring it to the garden alone, right? And one of the quotes we've been working with is from Ernest Holmes about, give me one person who's for something and against nothing. And part of what we've talked about is, what are we for? Not what are we against. And when you have that one person who's really truly for something, for love, for God, for peace, for harmony, for a world that works for all, when we're really for something, Ernest Holmes goes on to say, show me that person and I'll show you a human who is redeemed, a savior, a Christ. And we have said that we are going to be that one. We are that awakened one, that awakened being, the Christ. What are we for? Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes, you know, I know what I'm for, generally speaking, and sometimes I can get really specific. And then sometimes when I get specific and that comes, I'm like, make it go away, right? So sometimes we don't always know or pick the right seeds, right? But as we cultivate, as we continue to ask that question, it becomes clearer and clearer in our lives. The other thing that gratitude makes the garden grow. It's the activator, it's the fertilizer, it's what makes it rich and gives it the energy and activates it. But gratitude also keeps us on course. Keeps us on course. Because sometimes things don't go the way we think that they ought to go. Nobody's ever felt that way, right? And what did I say? I said that love accepts what is. And when the minute I don't accept what is, I fail. Not just some of the time, but all of the time. And so part of what we're doing is we're trying to love what is, no matter what shows up. And sometimes we don't understand why things show up the way they do. Amen. Do you ever feel like, why did that happen? That's just not what I expected. And how can it be for good? And my minister says, God's good all the time. Well, how can that be? Well, I don't know. So, and neither do you. And so the point is that we hold on. We hold on. We hold on. And this is what I believe gratitude does. I want you to listen to this. So before I listen to this, I'm just going to ask you to go within and ask yourself a question. And trust the answer that comes, whatever drops in. What am I for? What am I for? What am I for? What do I want? What do I really want? Okay, you got it?
Got it?
All right, that's the seed. But then you plant it and you go on in your life and something comes up. But this is the prayer, and this is from Howard Thurman from The Inward Journey. Take a breath with me. Keep fresh before me my moments of high resolve. So whatever dropped in for you is a moment of high resolve. When you've got your vision that's pulling you forward, that's a moment of high resolve. When you know what you want, when you know what you're for, that's a moment of high resolve. Keep fresh before me those moments of my high resolve. Despite the dullness and the barrenness of the days that pass, if I search with due diligence, I can always find a deposit left by some former radiance. But I had forgotten. Anybody ever forget what you're for? But I had forgotten. At the time, it was full-orbed, glorious, resplendent. I was sure that I would never forget what I was for. And in the moment of its fullness, it would illumine my path for all the rest of my journey. I had forgotten how easy it is to forget. Anybody ever forget what you're here for? Anybody detour for 10, 20, or 30 years? Well, the good news is you're back, and it's now. So there was no intent to betray what seemed so sure at the time. You didn't mean to, did you? You didn't mean to forget. But my response was whole, clean, authentic, but little by little there crept into my life the dust and grit of the journey. Anybody got a little dust and grit from the journey on them? Details. Any details you're tending to? Lower level demands and all kinds of cross currents. Nothing momentous, nothing overwhelming, nothing flagrant. Just the wear and tear. If there had been some direct challenge, a clear-cut issue, I would have fought to the end and beyond. But in the quietness of this place, surrounded by the all-pervading presence of God, my heart whispers, keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve, that in fair weather or in foul, in good times or in tempests, in the days when the darkness and the foe are nameless or familiar, I may not forget that to which my life is committed to. Keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve. When you're in the dust and the grit and the wear and tear of your life, that's when we practice what we do here. We pause and we take a breath. And we allow the former radiance of that which we were so sure we knew our life was dedicated to. And we find some shred of something to give gratitude for in that moment. It will shift you. It will bring you to the present. It will awaken the mind and heart to that radiance and the desire, fully orbed, knowing what you are here for. Have you ever heard people, like in the rooms of recovery, 12-step recovery, people who have recovered from addiction, from mistaking substances to be source, right? And they will say, I'm a grateful recovering whatever the addiction is. How can they say that? Because they know that something in that journey had some gift for them that they could now behold and see, and they're grateful for their path. Gratitude can bring you back to presence, to the now moment. It shifts your focus from out there, from back when or what will be, and it anchors you in the now moment. You've had profound experiences of this. I know you have. One of the ones that comes to mind for me in my life, take a pause. I forgot to take these off. Oh. I even painted my toes to match my outfit, so. It was about 12, 13 years ago, and I had moved back to Toledo from Los Angeles. My parents were aging, and my father had passed. I got 4 years with him, and then we realized that my mother wasn't doing so well, and there was some forgetfulness. And at one point, it was decided that somebody would move in with her, that somebody ended up being me. She had the desire to stay in her house as long as she could, right? So I released my home. I went into her home, the home I grew up in, the only home I knew as a child. It was a trip. I mean, I thought I healed everything, and then I went right back into that home. And there were many beautiful things, but it's also where I cultivated some neuroses and some negative behaviors, and there I was again. I was busy. I was, I think I was still in ministerial school out in Colorado. My job required that I fly all over the country for sales. And I had a teaching chapter in Toledo where I spoke on Sundays. I rotated to the different churches, and I taught classes. I was a busy gal. And then I move in with my mother, and my intention and my desire was to love her. But I was a busy gal, and she required more attention than maybe I thought at the time. And I remember being in my head a lot, how am I going to juggle it all? Have you ever felt that way? How am I going to juggle it all? How can I give it all? And I remember that there was a moment when I was with her and I was rushing her along because I had something to do. And there I am, the adult daughter, giving my mother a bath. And at one point, I have the towel on her back, and I'm just like washing her back. And it struck me in that instant how grateful I was that I could do that, that I could be there, that I could be present. And in that moment, all of the cares and the concerns of the world just quieted. And I was present in the now moment, and I was grateful because it was a special moment of love between a mother and a daughter. In that holy instant, I knew why I was here. And it took a moment of gratitude to anchor me and to help me remember why I came here. I know you have examples of this in your life, where the cares and concerns and the distractions of the world may have taken you out from why you're here. And a moment of gratitude, a moment of looking out upon the garden and looking past what you have made it mean, or the ways it's pulling on you, and that you in that moment have felt a sense of gratitude wash over you. and everything else melts away. And you realize nothing else matters but that now moment of presence, being who and what you came here to be. Take a breath here. So gratitude is how the garden grows. Gratitude's what keeps us on track and brings us to the now moment and helps keep before us our high resolve. And finally, gratitude. Gratitude helps you to fulfill your father, mother, source's desire for you. It brings you happiness. This is clinically proven. Anytime I bring up something clinical, my eyes always fall upon you, Jolene, my scientist biologist, right? Yes. And I get nervous. I think, oh, am I going to quote this right? But generally speaking, with MRIs, they can see the prefrontal lobe where the emotions and where negative emotions are lodged. And they can show and see how gratitude shifts that. That there's a neuroplasticity within the brain, and those neural pathways can be rerouted. And gratitude, like prayer, is a way to do that. Through our gratitude, it literally increases that which the pharmaceutical companies attempt to duplicate, things like serotonin, things like dopamine. It actually scientifically shifts your brain, your perception, just by being grateful. Shifting your thoughts, your minds, to what am I grateful for in this moment, literally does give a wash over you of something new, of something fresh, and it releases us from the negativity. And so those are the substances that enhance the sense of well-being and happiness. Now, sometimes I think, and I have heard, well, gee, the spiritual pathway is just too hard. But there are some simple things that we do, and it really isn't that hard, but for the fact that we just need to remember. That's why we have each other. Look around. We're not in this alone. No way. We got each other here to remind one another how grateful we are. How grateful we are. And so as we increase our happiness, decrease our depression, Thanksgiving comes right in the perfect time before we start our Advent season. And it is in the Advent season, join us next Sunday and the next following Sundays, as we're going to be planting that seed of actually being the Christ. How grateful I am that we get to do that together for the very first time ever. That this is a unique time in the world and for us personally, and as a community. And so we're going to prepare for that. And how do we prepare for that? I'm going to invite you to practice this week. Just practice with me these moments of gratitude, placing them as a priority in your life. And I'd love for you to begin on a daily basis, imagining God looking out at you, you're the source's garden, you're a seed of the divine, and I'm going to invite you to acknowledge yourself in like three ways every day, because I feel like we don't do that enough. It's being grateful for ourselves. It's being grateful for our best and valiant efforts. It's being grateful how courageous you are on a daily basis. Can I see some nods? You guys are courageous on a daily basis. My invitation is that you acknowledge yourself. Acknowledge yourself for when you pause and give a smile when really you want to frown. Acknowledge yourself that you pulled yourself up by the bootstraps somehow and did what you needed to do. Acknowledge yourself for being the perfect, holy, and beloved child of God, for being good, for being holy, for being beautiful in some way. I call this the attaboys and attagirls. You're going to have three attaboys or attagirls or attame, you know, where you give yourself a little bit of a boost. And then three spontaneous gratitudes. What are you grateful for in the world? Who's willing to do that? All right. All right. So, somebody shout out something they're grateful for, and I'll repeat it.
You.
Aww. She said, I'm grateful for you. What else?
Peace.
I'm grateful for peace.
Love.
I'm grateful for love.
I'm grateful for grace.
I'm grateful for grace. I'm grateful for health.
Happiness.
I'm grateful for happiness. I'm grateful for my children.
Community.
I'm grateful for this community.
Friends.
I'm grateful for my friends.
Nature.
I'm grateful for nature and outdoors. That was cool. That kind of happened simultaneously. I'm grateful for hope and faith. Now I'm going to have you take a breath. And I want you to bring it in, to bring it into yourself. What about you are you grateful for? What about you are you grateful for?
Divine health.
Creativity.
I'm grateful for being a mom.
I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for joy. I'm grateful for gratitude.
Music.
I'm grateful for music. Is there music in you? There's music in her. Pardon me? I'm grateful for remembering. I'm grateful for remembering who I am. Yes?
I'm grateful,
I'm grateful for every single thing that has brought me to today in my life. Yes, sir. I'm grateful for family.
I'm grateful for God.
I'm grateful for God.
For awareness and acceptance.
I'm grateful for awareness and acceptance. So let's take a breath here. This is a prayer of gratitude as we close this conversation. How very grateful I am to remember that there's only one power, one source, one presence, one life that is ever living itself in, through, and as all of creation. I call it God, and I know it to be love. And that this Father, Mother presence, this infinite source, had a divine idea, has a divine idea held in its mind and heart, and it is each one of us. How grateful I am to remember that we are God's garden, we are God's voice, we are God's messengers. And oh my, how our garden grows. It is infused with gratitude. As I shower it with gratitude and thanksgiving for that which it is giving, I see love, I see peace, I see joy, I feel happiness. I see and sense and know a prosperity, a sense of well-being. And I am thankful. I am thankful for my brothers and sisters, for that which I call family, for all of creation, for the nature and the beauty and all the ways the universe says yes and supports each one of us. I say something wonderful and magnificent is happening, has happened. and is activated now. I'm thankful for the way it works. I'm thankful that what I focus on increases, and I'm grateful that it is coming to fruition, that this community is awakened, is love, is peace, is joy, and is transformed now. This is what I know, this is what I claim for each one of us, and that we go forth and multiply this consciousness. And gratefully and thankfully, I release this word, and it returns fulfilled. It is done. I want you to say, it is done. It is done. Amen. Aho, ashe, and so it is.